Good morning.
Oh, you brought me tea.
Yes, please. You know, I am useless without my multiple cups of tea. Oh, hold on. I have to check it. Well, I have to make sure the color is perfect, which it appears to be. And I also have to make sure that it's a perfect cup of tea. Hold on. Okay, that is perfect. That is an amazing cup of tea. No, I never doubted you. Because I always check. Nothing is more disappointing than a crappy cup of tea. No, you did not let me down. You are living up to one of the most important duties that you have, yes. Well, it's great to see you shine in the company like this. What do you mean, unlike my shoes? What's the matter with my shoes? They are. I just got them shine like a couple of days ago. I know it's a very big meeting. They're not going to care about my shoes. Well, don't worry. I'm sure I will live up to our company's standards. It'll be fine. You're just teasing me about my shoes because I was bugging you about the tea. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the tea. By the way, you look incredible. It might be one of the reasons I hired you. So what? No, I haven't called him yet. I was going to in a couple of minutes. No, what time is it? Shit, you're kidding. You're kidding. Fuck. No. I thought it... No, I didn't think I was supposed to call him that early. I know you reminded me. I got carried away with some other shit and I forgot about it. It's okay. I'll call him now. I'm going to call him. Yes, I know this is very important. Yes, I know it's worth a lot of money. I know. I'm going to do it. I'm sorry. I know you reminded me, okay? Shit. No, I got thinking about the meeting. Yes, I'm ready for the meeting. I'm totally ready for it. Yes, I have all my paperwork. Don't worry. I'm going to go in. I'm going to charm the shit out of them. I always do. If they ask me about that, I'm just going to show them all the data I have. Yeah, I have it all in my paperwork. I got this. Okay, I got... Okay, wait a minute. Oh, fuck. No. How could you do this? How could you fucking do this? I left it on the counter at home, in the kitchen. I was having tea. I sat it down there, and I left it there. Oh, fuck. I know. They're going to ask me about all this stuff. I don't have it all in my head. I was going to just go through the paperwork. Shit. It's okay. You know what? I know what I'll do. I'll transfer all the files from home, and then I'll just print it out. I'll print it out here. I don't know if I'm going to have time. I'll stall them or something. I don't know. I don't know what else to do, right? I need that stuff. What's this? You brought it. My God, you... I can't believe it. You saw it and you just grabbed it. Did you even know what it was? You did. Fuck. You are incredible. and you just saved my life, or at least a heart attack or some kind of major agony, because if I didn't have this in my hand, things would probably go a lot differently. And I don't think I would have enough time to get all the files over here and actually print this out, so you have just saved my life. Thank you. Definitely more than just a pretty face, yes. You're a lifesaver. Where are you going? Okay. Yes, now I have everything I need for the meeting. I'm so glad you saw that sitting there. What do you mean? What else did you see? Yeah. Well, I'm an idiot. I mean, I tried to keep you away from as many media outlets as I could, but like, you have a phone. You're gonna find out about this. Look, I'm sorry. My father's an asshole. He's just gone right off the deep end with this, and for some reason he wants to make this major case of this. He's just pulling his usual shit again. Just drop it? No, trust me. The last thing I'm going to do is drop it. Okay. I'll catch up with you later. I am. I'm calling right now. Okay. Bill. Hello, sir. How are you? I'm good. My sincere apologies for being late. I got tied up doing a bunch of stuff. Next thing you know, I look at the clock. I'm like an hour late. Fashionably late as usual. No, everything is good. Yes, all the paperwork is in place. Everything is ready to go. Everything is green light right across the board. I took care of that last night. Yep. No, everything. All you have to do is come in and sign everything. We're good to go. Okay. That sounds amazing. I'm looking forward to you investing all that money in my company. All right, Bill. I have to go. Very busy day. I know. I apologize for calling so late. Am I? And how am I doing that? Get out. No, you are not dragging me out for golf again. I'm terrible. I know, that's why you do it, because I make you look so good. Okay, fine, you're on. I'll buy the cart and the booze. Okay, I have to go. Have a great day, sir. Okay, bye-bye. Piece of cake. Okay. Aha! Just who I was thinking about. Hello, Susan. I'm well. How are you? Good. Okay, we'll talk in a minute. What did you do to her? I mean, she's giving me shit, okay? She's, like, telling me my shoes aren't shiny enough and you know, reminding me when I'm late with stuff and just, like, sometimes half yelling at me that I need to get stuff done. Yes, that is what you usually do. I know. You made her too good. No, she is. She's incredible. She's just taken to this. It's just unbelievable how well she's adapted to all of this and just taken it on like a pro. I know, but we'll fix that. She is really shy in all of the public things, but don't worry, she'll get there. She's getting better. No, I have full faith in her. Don't worry. Okay, what about it? Okay, who do we have? Who's coming? Everyone? Okay, define everyone. So basically, like, every major media outlet is going to be there. Wow. Susan, you've outdone yourself. That's incredible. I can't believe you got all of them. I'm sure they were. I'm sure more than a few of them are more than happy to get a little dirt on Father. That's unreal. This is going to be like the biggest thing ever. Wow. No, I haven't talked to him yet. After the meeting, I have a second meeting. I'm going to go talk to him. Yeah, we're meeting down at Uncle's restaurant. I just told him it was very important. He said, what's more important than my time? And I said, your career. Mm-hmm. It did work. So yeah, I'm going to go have a little chat with Father. That'll be pleasant. Luck won't have anything to do with this. This is way beyond luck. No, you are absolutely fine. You have surpassed anything I could ever believe. You are free. Go have a good afternoon. I gotta get to this meeting. And then after that, it's off to see Father. I'm good. How are you? Good to see you too. Is he here? I see him. Uncle, the less you know about this, the better. Right now. Things are about to get really messy. You'll see later. Uncle, stay clean. Stay away from this, okay? Really. Trust me. Hello, Father. What's this all about? Good to see you, too. Okay, good, you demand. Yeah, I will tell you what this is all about. Can I sit down? Thank you. Drag you down to this shithole? This is your brother-in-law's restaurant. Do you have some fucking respect? Yes, I know, you're a very busy man, I understand. I will tell you what this is all about. But first, I have something to say to you. You fucking bent old man. You just had to do it, didn't you? Eh? Call up all your media buddies, try to pull her through the sewer, try to embarrass the fuck out of her, try to just humiliate her so she leaves. Robbery? Are you kidding? It was not robbery. It was shoplifting. You know what it was for? It was food. Do you know what it's like to be hungry? You don't, you silver spoon old bastard. Your father gave you all this money. You didn't have to make it. I did, after you took everything away from me. And you're trying to do it again. You're trying to take her away from me, and I won't let you. You crossed the line. Okay? This was it. This was the last straw. You fucking broke me. And now I'm going to break you. That's the beautiful part. How am I going to do it? Father, your reputation is built on being wholesome, trustworthy. You'd never lie to anybody. True blue. That's your image. Wouldn't want to see that tarnished, would we? I got nothing on you? Oh, don't be so sure about that, Father. There's a few things I could possibly have on you. But first, a question. What is one of the worst things that could come out for a man like you? A man with a reputation like you? A man with an image like you? What's one of the worst things that could possibly surface? How about the one half of the incredible couple? The Wonder Bread couple. It's like the ultimate all-American couple. Unless, of course, Dad was fucking around on her. I'm talking about you fucking around on Mother. Oh, come on, Father. Let me recall a couple of childhood stories with you. All right? When I was 7, and we went to the cottage, and Mom couldn't make it because she was visiting relatives. So you brought me, because you had to. And all your buddies were there. And there were a bunch of women there, too, who I didn't know. But it was all right, because they were really nice to me, and I was only a kid. I thought they were really nice. And you thought they were really nice, too, didn't you, Father? You see, when everybody went to bed, I got up in the middle of the night, and I went to get a drink of water. As I walked by your room, I heard some noises, so I walked in. I didn't really know what I was seeing at the time. I was really young, but I know what it was now. And that's not the only time, was it, Father? When I was 12, you had to bring me on that business trip. Not because you wanted to, you had to. You tried to pawn me off on everybody, and you had to bring me. And it was you, me, and your assistant. I always thought it was strange that you got me my own room. And you and your assistant had this big room because it had a mini office. And it had 2 bedrooms, so it was totally proper. You know, Dad, if you're going to fuck somebody with your son on the same trip, lock your door. I came to talk to you. I was really pissed off about something. You said something to me. I don't even remember what it was. But I walked in, and you weren't there. So I went walking around, and I saw you and your assistant in the bedroom. And she was assisting you. She was very helpful, wasn't she, Father? Can't I? Are you sure? Well, theoretically, yes, it would be my word against yours. Except, what if the women themselves had something to say about it? You underestimate me again, Father. Don't worry. I have contacted these women. I know who they are. Yeah, it's all bullshit. Phyllis from Boston says hi. You look a little pale, Father. Flustered. Wouldn't I? Wouldn't I dare do this? After all the shit that you have done to me? You don't think that I will do this? This is already in the works, Father. This is going to be one of the biggest press conferences you have ever seen in your life. Everybody is on board waiting to hear all the juicy details that I have to tell them. And once and for all, I'm going to shut you down. You dare try to take this girl who means so much to me and drag her through the sewer. No. You've done that to me countless times. And then you stop being able to. But to see you try to do it to her? No. That's it. That's it. I'm going to break you, Father. I'm going to stop you. I'm going to stop you once and for all. This is it. And I'm going to love watching this go down. What about mother? What about mother? What, you mean my mother, the one you leave at home all the time while you go on all these trips all the time with all your assistants? Trust me, once mother knows the truth, she's going to come to me and I'm going to say, it's okay, Mom, we're going to do this. I will make sure she is well attended to and looked after, unlike you. You call me a bastard? Now that's funny. Father, it's been lovely chatting with you, but I have to go. Oh, but I am going through with this. Oh, this is going to happen. And the best thing is, I'm not going to tell you when it is. It could be tonight. It could be tomorrow. It could be in 2 days. It could be in a week. And I'm not going to tell you when it is. You know why? Because I want to watch you sweat. I want to watch you feel the way you've made me feel. I want to watch you feel the way you've made her feel. I want you to know what it's like to get pressed into the ground by somebody's thumb. Mine. You're going down, Father. Have a good day. Father, seriously, let go of me. I will break your hand and I will throw you across the restaurant. Have a good day, Father. You hate me? You hate me? Well, thank you. Now I don't feel so bad for feeling the same way. Goodbye, Father. Uncle. I'm sorry you had to hear that. Thanks for opening up. We needed a private place to do this. We'll talk soon, okay? Okay, see ya. Hello, Lloyd. I'm good. How are you? Excellent. I am a little tired. Very long day. As a matter of fact, yes, I did see my father today. I have that look. It's very insightful of you, Lloyd. Yeah, well, I hope we do too, but I doubt it. It's a little far gone for patching things up. Anyway, you have a good night, Lloyd. Thank you. Fucking drag. You pushed me too far, Father. I'm sorry. I have to do this. Hi. I'm okay. How are you? No. It didn't go that long. No, the meeting... No, that was before. I had another meeting after. I went and talked with my father. I'm not sure how it went. I guess it depends on your point of view. I mean, if you're talking about whether my objective was reached, then yes, it was. But my objective was to let him know that he should worry. Worry about what might happen. It's just, you know what? We'll talk about it later. It's just all such a drag. Well, it's not like I didn't want a relationship with my father. It's just I never got one, right? I never got one. And now he's pushed things so far. He's tried to drag you through all of this crap. I know you told me we could just drop it, but I can't drop it. He's relentless. He's just going to keep doing this, right? You don't understand my father. I mean, he's bent. He's twisted. He doesn't feel anymore. I don't know what it is with him. But regardless, it's over, you know. Our relationship, it's over. It's over. And especially after... I'm going to do something. I'm going to do something to hurt him back. You'll see. We don't have to talk about it now. I don't really want to talk about it now. I am upset about it. I mean... What do you mean? At least I have my parents? I mean, okay, you don't have yours? What happened? Did they pass away? Well, then what happened? So he just left. Another woman? Shocker. Yeah. Well, that's pleasant. Why was it better? Oh. That'll help things out a lot, eh? Gambling is always good. What kind of substance abuse? A man who likes variety. Nice. Wow. So, what about your mom? She just gave up? On you too? She gave you up. So, well, what did she do? She just split too. Where did you go? Your grandmother's. Well, that must have sucked. Really? So then you two got along. Okay, well then, that's cool. I mean, if you and your grandma love each other, then you were in a better place. So she raised you. Well, what'd you do at 14? I don't get it. Oh. I'm sorry. So she passed away when you were 14. And who looked after you after that? You did. Okay, so what, like you were out on your own when you were 14? What the hell did you do? You did. You did survive. And here you are. You say you don't have what I have, but I have a pretty good relationship with my mother. My father is toxic. I don't have a good relationship with him. I've tried to make it better. It doesn't work. Something that's not nice, that's what I have planned. I'm just gonna rub his nose in the same shit that he's been making other people rub their noses in. Only this time, it's his turn. Yes, I really want to do it. I really want to do it for a number of reasons. I want to do it because that's all he has done to me. And now he's trying to do it to you. No. No, listen. This isn't because of what he's doing to you. No, it's not. Look, I have a lot of pent-up feelings about my father. And this has been coming to a head for a long time. I need to stop him. I need to stop him from doing these things. And now he's trying to do it to you. I won't let him do that. I know it'll go away, but that's not the point. The point is that he thinks he has the power to do this over me and over you. And he doesn't. And I am going to show him who has the power. I know. You know what? Maybe one day we'll fix things. But not today. It's not going to happen today. Don't worry. It'll be okay. You look tired. Do I? I am. I was thinking, could I? Yes. Can I walk you home? Okay. You're sweet, my lady. Yeah, I'm okay. You seem a little bummed, too. I didn't, like, dredge up old memories, did I? You saying it's okay means, yes, I did. I'm sorry. I just wanted to know more about you. I will ask. We should probably sleep. Sweet dreams. What? I don't know why I'm looking down. I'm just thinking. Will it all be okay? Thank you. Good night. I'm sorry. I don't know. It's been like a really emotional day, and you look kind of sad. And I was just thinking that I helped make you sad, and I don't know, we were really close, and I just really wanted to kiss you, and I did. And I'm sorry. I'm just gonna go to bed now, and I guess I'll see you in the morning, okay? Okay. You have a good sleep. I'll see you tomorrow, okay? Okay. Good night. Susan. Hi. I didn't wake you up, did I? I know it's late. No, the question was, did I wake you up? Okay, good. No, nothing's wrong. I'm just calling to say, can you please make sure that package is delivered on time tomorrow? Excellent. Okay, thank you. No. I'll get Lloyd to send it up. Yes, I'm sure this is a good idea. I've never been more sure about anything.